This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. Good evening. Peace be with you. Thank you. As we come to Christmas Eve, it is the last day that we recite our Christmas prayer, a prayer that you know is something I treasure deeply in my heart. Hail and blessed be the hour in the moment in which the Son of God was born. For the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, my God, hear my prayer and grant my desire. I love that prayer because it always allows me to remove myself from the world and go to that place in Bethlehem. Go to that very place at the stable where Jesus is laid in the manger. The scene that we are so familiar with. When we think of Jesus' birth, immediately we think of that scene. The scene that we become so familiar with, the scene that we treasure in our own homes, made many different ways, thousands of ways. Those that were so beautiful, they are put behind glass in our homes, and others made of plastic so the kids can play with them. And not only nativity scenes, but paintings like the one that hangs in our chapel, Caravaggio, The Visit of the Magi. Thousands and thousands of paintings of that particular scene. How important it is that he was born in piercing cold in a manger, because we know the reality of his birth there sets for us who he would become. We know that the manger that he lays in is a feeding trough, and he will become the food for us as the bread of life. We know that he is wrapped in swaddling clothes because he was out in the cold, but the swaddling clothes were also used for the firstborn lamb, which was always the sacrificial lamb, wound in straps of cloth to protect that gift. And Jesus becomes that sacrificial lamb. And all of this happens because of a throwaway line in the scriptures, right? And he was born in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. No room for him in the inn. That's something that I've been thinking and praying about in the last couple of days. How different things could have been. Imagine any of the innkeepers who told them they had no room and closed the door, and Mary and Joseph went on their way to the next place. Imagine if they would have said, come on in. They would have been the first ones to get to greet the Savior. They would have been the first ones to know of the love of God through the birth of his Son. And even if their houses were full, their inns were full, they could have easily given up their own place, their own bed. But no, move on. There is no room here. And finally, someone offered them the humble place where he would be born. I think of this throwaway line this year because I think too often we don't realize how we engage this great gift of the birth of Christ. We engage it both with our heart and we engage it with our soul. We engage it with our heart, with all the lights that we see outside, all the gifts that we buy, the trees that we put up, and all the excitement that surrounds that reality. God loved us so much, He became like us. But then there's also the reality of receiving that birth of Christ into our soul. And that is what the message is tonight. It's so easy to be filled, isn't it? With our own lives. It's so easy to be filled with our worries, our concerns, our health. It's so easy to be caught up in the things that aren't important, but our hearts are so engaged in them that when it comes time to pray, or it comes time to think of the presence of God, we say, there's no room here. There's no room here. And we go on with our day, our weeks. But when we engage the soul, it's like the reality of inviting the Son of God to be born out in the cold in a stable, because our souls are the place for which we hold most humble the presence of God. And we say, yes, Lord, my life is too full. My heart is engaged in too many things. But come to the stable of my soul. It's a humble place, but yet it is your place. And I invite you to stay there. I invite you to bring me the gifts for which you desire me to know as you were born into our lives. Don't feel bad if this is a scenario is painted that you have experienced in your own life, because it's so easy. In fact, if we look at St. Joseph in the gospel today, we could see that his heart, when it was engaged to what was being asked of him, there was no room for that. A righteous man would not take on such a responsibility. His life was so full of worry and concern about what would this mean, what would people think. And then when he dreams, and the angel tells him, be unafraid, Joseph. What Mary has conceived in her womb was by the Holy Spirit. Nothing will be impossible for God. And when Joseph says that he will participate, he opens his soul, the humblest place within himself, and he becomes the most courageous, becomes the greatest example of those who will protect, love, and serve the Lord. So what should be our mission on this Christmas? I think that we should be aware that we are called to engage both our hearts and our souls in this celebration. It's wonderful to share in the lights and the nativity scenes that we have and the gifts that we share, the wonder on the face of young children and even old men. But the message is not to make your life so full that you forget to invite him to the humblest place within yourself, your soul, which longs for him to dwell there. Because in all the anxiety and all the fears and all the things that we have to tend to in our lives, we may even ask, where is God in all of this? And the answer simply is, he's there, waiting for you to engage him. If not because of your busyness, not because of your distractions in prayer, in the depth of who you are. Because that's what he came for. He came to be like us so that we would understand. But he became like us so that we could become like him. And none of that fits the world. None of that has place of worry and concern or even fear of death. Where he wants to meet us is in that humility and that love, that the sacrificial lamb will become the bread of life. Often I come in here by myself at night, and many of you do as well, and I imagine this like a stable. It's closed away from the world and our worries, and it puts us in that focus where God says to us, it's okay if you're too busy, if your lives are complicated, but never forget that I will come to the humblest place. I will come to the smallest place that you will offer me. And it is there that I will love you. It is there that I will form you. It is there that I will save you. So when you receive that child Jesus today, the true sacrificial lamb in swaddling clothes. Let us make our own manger for him and receive him as he desires to be received in full humility. And when you receive him, thank him for the gift and awe and wonder that our heart engages. Ask him to relieve you from whatever stress, fear, and anxiety you might have. But mostly, give him that place deep inside that belongs to him, the place for which he'll raise up the very thing that will never die, but will share with the child in this life and the King in heaven forever. And I promise, I will do the same.